Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Felt is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard.
This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Prints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and a wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Prints at instantprints.com/Boise or call 200-IMPRINTS, that's 208-467-7468. Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Felt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Carl Felt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobel.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started. Well, hello, Rebecca. I'm so excited to have you join us today. How are you doing?
Hi there. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking your time to share your Lyme journey with us. It's, of course, we want to know all about it, and then all of those listeners out there can just really gain some knowledge for one, and then those who are still suffering just gain some hope that they can and will get better. So thank you for joining us. Where would you like to start? Do you want to start when it started? Do you remember getting bit?
So, you know, I grew up in Kentucky, and I was always, you know, out in the woods, playing outside, and, you know, I just picked ticks off of me all the time, and I never associated them with illness at all. It was just part of my life, you know. So, I never really got sick until I lived in the woods of North Carolina.
Yeah, don't go to North Carolina.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, now you tell her.
Yeah, exactly. Stay in Kentucky. That's it. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, Kentucky seems to be a little bit more safe. But yeah, North Carolina it's just like tick haven. So we lived in the deep woods of North Carolina, and it was amazing. I loved it. I'm a nature girl, so my spirit felt really good there. But that first summer, I picked like 21 or 23 ticks off of me just in one summer. And my daughter was like two, and she only had like one crawling on her, but
only one.
I know. And then my husband at the time had seven. So it was like, I was the winner, and the reward was debilitating Lyme, Bartonella, and whatnot. But, you know, the symptoms, it was weird because the symptoms came far away from the bites. So, you know, I got all the bites one summer, and then it was probably a year until I really got sick. And I blamed it on early motherhood. I thought, man, I'm tired. This motherhood stuff is just tough.
It sucks.
And yeah. And then I was like, I can't get off the couch. This doesn't seem normal. And I remember telling my friends, like, I really have the blues all of a sudden. Why am I so depressed feeling? And just, I mean, I was stuck and just not okay. Just not okay. I was not myself. And so I thought, well, I guess I'll go to the doctor and just see if something's going on, you know. And So I went to just my regular doctor, and you know, they told me nothing was wrong. All my blood tests were fine and all this. And then, you know, a few months pass and I'm getting sicker and sicker and sicker. You know, no rash. None of the obvious, what I thought was a Lyme symptom was, you know, the bullseye rash and all this.
Right.
I didn't have any of that. You know, it was just these kind of like symptoms that mimic the chronic fatigue, the fibromyalgia, all of this stuff. And so that's what I thought that I had. And they told me, no, I don't have any of that. So I thought, okay, well, maybe I'm crazy. You know, how so, a lot of Lyme people.
So you're exhausted, kinda, but you don't have chronic fatigue.
Right, yeah. Right. So, you know, while I was laying around in bed, I was researching all my symptoms, and Lyme just kept popping up. Lyme. Like, Lyme? What? No, I don't have Lyme. Why in the world would I have Lyme? I've only picked ticks off my body my entire life. I don't know why I didn't put this, you know, make the connection, but I went back to my doctor and I said, hey, look, can you test me for Lyme? And, you know, back then I didn't understand the testing, how complicated it can be. But I was very lucky, and I tested CDC positive.
Wow.
Oh, really?
For Lyme. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rare occurrence for the first time.
Very rare.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she gave me the...
I'm sorry, was it just a standard test through your primary doctor?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
I tested positive. Isn't that crazy? I'm like one of the only people that I know that's actually happened to.
Yeah, it's probably, so I got probably from all the 50 plus ticks that it kind of bit you. I think they made sure.
Yeah, probably why you were so strong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So I got the typical 2-week dose of antibiotics. And as I was taking that, I was like, I need more than this. You know, that's when I started finding the truth about Lyme. And thank goodness for people that are speaking the truth out there on the World Wide Web. Otherwise, I would probably still be pretty lost and stuck in that world. But and so I found another Lyme literate doctor, and I said, I would like some more antibiotics. And that's really when I got worse. The Herc thing started to happen, you know, and they put me on a cocktail of antibiotics, multiple antibiotics, and it was really, really intense. I was really, really sick. And of course, they said that I have to do this to get better. And so I just kept taking the antibiotics and kept taking them. Within that time, that was probably 11 months of taking at least 3 antibiotics at once. And some of my symptoms were getting better and some of them were getting worse. My neurologic symptoms were out of control by this point. And also within this time, we had moved into a moldy house.
Oh, of course.
And I didn't understand that could make me worse. And so I was not functioning by this point. And I didn't understand that the antibiotics were too much for me. Also within this time, my daughter, we found out that my daughter had Lyme. And she was treated with antibiotics as well and got better. She had 5 months of antibiotics. And I'm happy to say she's totally fine. She's 9 now and she's just feisty and awesome and healthy and beautiful and as good as can be. That's so we're very thankful for that. But my journey with antibiotics was not the same. It landed me in 2 different ICUs in Chicago. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. It was pseudo seizures, they said. And I was trying to explain to them about, you know, Lyme, because they didn't know. They weren't educated. This is in Chicago. And that was my reset to when I really started to heal. I switched to herbs. I got off, but without, you know, knowing what was going on, I knew to get off the antibiotics. I said, I'm getting off of everything. I'm pressing a reset button and I'm going, you know, completely holistic, because I don't think my body can handle the antibiotics anymore.
And where were you looking? Where were you looking for, like, as a resource as to what kind of herbs or what kind of things that you needed?
I ended up choosing the Cowden protocol. And I did the entire Cowden protocol, and I started getting better almost instantly. Yeah. I started nourishing my body instead of depleting it. I started focusing more on how to feed my body and nourish it instead of killing the Lyme, if that makes any sense. I still wanted to kill the Lyme. I wanted to treat the Lyme, but my mind switched into, I'm going to nourish my body now. And that's really when things started to change. And I started using music as medicine. I started using plants as medicine, deep meditation, and really taking the spiritual journey of Lyme.
Oh, cool.
And once I explored the why fully, that's really when I started to heal.
So when you say explore the why, what does that mean?
So I believe that disease is a signpost for spiritual growth. And what does that mean? That just means that if you change the way that you are, if you broaden your perspective on your disease, it can actually give you a lot of insight into healing. So we all are on a healing journey, all of us. Some of us choose to explore these parts of ourselves, and some of us choose not to. And I believe that when I started to really look inward and see my connection to the earth and to myself, that's really when I made the connection of, I must surrender to this disease. I must slow down fully to heal. I must surrender to this experience because it is a teacher. It is teaching me something. And when I quieted my mind, the answers started to come. And, you know, it was a lot of emotional healing, a lot of, you know, traumas that I had tucked away in my heart, my brain, my lungs, grief, you know, just stuff that needed to come out. And so I didn't understand why I wasn't getting better. I was so sick. Why was I not getting better? I'm doing all the medicines. I'm doing all the things that the doctors are telling me to do. I'm still not healing. Why? Why is this? And when I surrendered to just the unfolding of the disease, that's really when I started to win. It's like, wait a minute. I can use this as a teacher. This is a catalyst for spiritual growth. And I don't know, I just started getting better. And I was like, this is great. So between the herbs and the music and the meditations, I started to heal. I got out of the moldy house. And I started connecting to plants in a very medicinal way, and to the music in a very medicinal way. And I let those vibrations of the music help my cells heal too. You know, everything's frequency. And so I was taking this music that I have always created. I've been a lifelong musician. I decided that intention is everything. What you tell yourself is everything. And it took me years to get to that point. But I'm now on the other side, and there is the other side, and I'm on it. And so I'm able to share my story, and I'm able to, I don't know, hopefully inspire others a little bit.
Love that. And so when you're quieting your mind, and you, I mean, we all have traumas, we all have things that we tucked away like you're saying, they're stored in different areas of your body. I mean, how were you able, so you quieted your mind and would these realizations just come upon you as your mind was quiet, or how did you start to realize that this trauma was not dealt with and that trauma was not, and it was stored in such and such area, I need to clear that energy out. How were you able to do that?
It was a long process, but I've had teachers along the way. I've been very thankful to have a wonderful herbalist who also was an energy worker. And so the quieting of the mind came first. And then, you know, it was just kind of a nothingness. At first, it was like, okay, I'm doing this meditation, nothing's happening, you know, like, where's the spiritual enlightenment? Why am I not healing? But it's a process, it's a practice. And so I just kept doing it. And eventually, in a very organic way, because the energy started flowing through me because I was able to quiet my mind. And so between the education of from my herbalist and also from other readings like traditional Chinese medicine, I learned where emotions are stuck in your body. It was acupuncture. Like, my acupuncturist is teaching me about this stuff. I had like really beautiful healers that kind of, I believe that I attracted once I asked for true healing. I also realized that I wasn't ready to truly heal. I needed to be sick for a little while. Wow. And once I was ready, that's when the teachers started to come. That's when the books magically appeared in my mailbox about sound healing. It was just like, I don't know, when you get into the flow of the universe, things just start flying to you. And the more that you just open up and allow that healing to take place.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I agree fully. And a lot of times it's kind of like that, the Buddhist philosophy that you need to recognize that, you know, you need to recognize the suffering in order to be able to let it go. Yeah, but you have to be able to really recognize it so that you're not holding on to it.
That's exactly right. You need to hug your shadows, basically. So I recognized all the tender parts in myself that I had been hiding away, all the pain that I had, all the heartache, all the, you know, all the trauma that I had just wanted to escape from. Lyme, the slowing down of Lyme allowed those places to kind of bubble up to the surface because my body had to rest. And so I wasn't active. That allowed all of this to kind of surface, which hurt. I didn't want to look at this pain. But once I realized that it was part of the healing process, that's when I saw it as like this beautiful part of myself that made me whole. You can't just be this beautiful, shiny, positive ray of light. You have to embrace the sacred darkness of yourself too. And so once I did that, I became vibrant again because it just needed to be bubbled up to the surface and seen. And once I really cried, I don't think I had cried in years, like really cried. And once I just started crying, allowing myself to process these emotions, that really helped a lot.
Yeah, that's so, so powerful. And with music, and what's fascinating with herbs, I mean, we look at it and we think that it has this phytochemical and that phytochemical and it has this property and helps me with digestion, helps me with, you know, my respiratory or whatever it is that when you read, you know, these herbal books. But what people don't understand is that the herbs, they're living entities, they're living energy, and they actually carry intelligence with them that you are then bringing into the body. As you're ingesting them, you're bringing that knowledge, that intelligence, that are then enlightening the body to function at a higher level. So So that's what's so powerful with these herbs, you know, these living components that come from earth.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. I'm an amateur herbalist now. So my journey's also led me to really work with plants, and I've always been kind of a tree hugger, but now it's just like the magic of plants is they're here for us. These plants grow for us. So I always encourage people to like look in their yard. Like, what is growing around you? For example, in my yard, I have a ton of violets. And violets help you with grief. And it's like, this is one of the emotions that needed to come out of me. And so I thought, well, why are all these violets growing around me? That's weird. Well, because I need them. That's why. Like, it's all, everything's so divine. We're so loved as humans, and I get kind of giddy about it sometimes because we're just so loved, and we just have to be open. We have to open our heart, and we have to open our eyes to what is around us. I agree about your statement about plants.
Yeah, and nature has a tendency to balance itself out. So if there's an imbalance in a region or imbalance in a household, then, yeah, nature will find the balance. And so you just need to, like you're saying, you just need to connect with it and be present and be open, slow down, and then and look at what you have around you, because a lot of times the solutions are right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I loved everything you said about, you know, well, I loved everything you've said. It's and I can tell how passionate you are, and you said you get giddy about it. And, you know, that's, I kind of get that way when I talk about Lyme disease, because I am very super passionate about it because of my personal journey. But when you said, you know, open your heart to it, I think that people really need to open their mind to it too. There are so many people that are so very closed-minded when it comes to things other than Western medicine. And I think it's I don't know if it's because that's the way we were raised. We were grown up to believe that, you know, if something's wrong with you, you go to this doctor and you do what he says. And when Western medicine failed me, that's the last place I ever want to go back to. I mean, I understand there's a time and place for it, but there's so many amazing healing factors around the natural herbs and stuff like that. And I just think that so many people either aren't familiar, aren't aware of, or they are just too closed-minded. So not only open your heart, but open your mind and be open to other possibilities other than the traditional Western medicine when it comes to curing Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And this is why I've kind of started using music as medicine, as a way to give back to the community. I play guitar, ukulele, banjo, piano, and now I'm really getting into sound healing, these singing bowls and tuning forks and all these beautiful instruments. But one instrument that really helped me through is the ukulele, because it's little, it was in bed with me. And so whenever I was feeling really bad, I would pick up my ukulele. Oh, look, I have one right here. I'd pick up my ukulele.
It just happened.
And I would literally just kind of strum it. And I'd let those vibrations, I'd literally put the ukulele on a body part. Like if I was having a tummy ache, I'd put it right on my belly and I'd just strum it. Nothing fancy. And I would intentionally say, these vibrations that I am creating are going into these cells that are needing this beautiful frequency. And so I became like this self-healing person. And so one way I like to give back is by teaching Limeys, and anyone how to play ukulele. And so I've started this, like, I don't know, this kind of like crusade to get everybody to play ukulele, because I just think that it's incredibly empowering when you can do nothing but lay in your bed. But if you can make a song, that is so wonderfully healing and empowering. So I have a Facebook page, Ukulele for Healing. I just offer free lessons to people that want to have this joyful, peaceful, beautiful instrument in their life. They're cheap. I mean, they're relatively inexpensive. They're little. And so that's kind of like a funky little way that I'm giving back. And hopefully
I love it.
People.
I think it's fantastic. And, you know, it's inexpensive. That's important. And then just being small and not weighing a lot. You know, because
right.
a lot of times
right.
when you're sick in bed, you can't hardly pick up your own body, let alone something that weighs anything. So I
that's
think
right.
that that's incredible. So I'm going to invite you to my Facebook page because there's a lot of Limeys on there that would probably love to have you teach them about the ukulele.
Okay, that's awesome. I also offer free sound healing sessions for people. So I have this beautiful, vibrant life now. And so I'm able to give back. And I don't want to charge a dime to anybody because nobody has money. You know, I mean, we're spending it all on our medicines and our doctors that are wonderful. And
it's amazing.
I also have a YouTube page. So I started doing these musical story times. I don't know. It just came to me one day. I was like, I'm going to tell my story in music form. And so I have my first story called The White Deer. And it's all about how I got sick with Lyme and how the white deer came to me in the woods, like literally an albino deer came to tell me like something big is about to happen to you.
How cool.
And I was like, whoa. I know. It was spectacular. So that's on my YouTube channel, which is Healing Dreams. So find me there and hopefully we can be friends there too.
I love that. That's so awesome. That's so awesome.
So awesome.
And the one of the things with Lyme and these, you know, chronic infections that we're dealing with is that, you know, it's been such an explosion of it, and people are wondering why is it so much more now than what it used to be. And obviously there's a lot of suspicion, you know, with all the EMF, you know, these electrosmog that we have around us, and that is just frequencies, you know. So these frequencies, what they do is that the bugs in us don't like it either, you know. So the spirochetes, the parasites, they don't like them either. So they're going to start to, and when they're under threat, they're going to start to replicate, and they're going to spew poisons and toxins inside of us. So if we can then use a healing vibration to balance that out and calm these pathogens down so they feel like they don't are that they're not under threat, you know, then all of a sudden they can then live harmoniously with us, and we then can heal through that process, you know. And that's music is so powerful.
Mm-hmm. It is, and it's fun too. It's soothing. It soothes your central nervous system. I mean, the list goes on of the benefits of music. And I think it's very overlooked in our culture. You know, it's an ancient healing form. Everything is frequency, right? And if you know what frequencies to use, then it's incredibly healing to lots of different parts of your body and physically too, physically and mentally, spiritually, everything.
I yes. think it becomes even more powerful when you have the actual instrument there.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And it's even more powerful if you are the one creating it.
Yeah, with your intention.
That's right.
Yeah, I love it. Well, is there another, if you had an additional kind of this one golden nugget that you want to give to all the Limeys out there that you think that this is a piece of information that I would have wanted to know, you know, when I started my journey, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably to allow yourself to surrender to it. Sometimes it's not about the fight. Sometimes it's more about the flow. And so instead of hanging on to one side of the bank, the bank of like hope or the bank of despair, if you just let go actually of both of those banks and just flow with it, then you'll find healing down that path. So, because if you cling to hope too much, I know that sounds weird because I'm a super hopeful, optimistic person, but if you cling to hope too much, then you can be let down over and over and over again. If you cling to despair too much, then, you know, that's pretty much misery and you're missing out on your life. So if you just let go, surrender to your journey, that is what I wish that I would have done from day one. But of course, that wasn't part of my journey. So hopefully you're able to just release that and go with the flow of the disease and let it be a teacher.
I love that.
Yeah, being that observation, that silent observational accepting state.
Yeah,
good. Well, Rebecca, it's been so awesome to have the show, have you on the show, and I can't tell that you're optimistic at all.
The exuberant burst of laughter, don't give it away.
I love it.
I love how passionate about you are, and I love how much you're giving back to the Lyme community because they need it and they want it and they appreciate it. So, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate you for taking time to join us today. And your story was super powerful and eye-opening to, I'm sure, probably a lot of people. So it was definitely a great journey to hear. So thank you again for sharing it with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both so much. Thanks.
The information in this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeld.